Buffalo State College Professor Emeritus Dr. Eric Randall has 4 decades of experience in the hard sciences, and Randall says it's not difficult to see the changes in weather patterns over the years.
We've just come off the warmest February in western New York in recorded time since the 1880s. Lake Erie is free of ice. They've taken the ice boom out, or they are taking it out as we speak. That is not common.
Randall, a plant biologist, has a small orchard at his home in the Genesee County town of Alexander and says he has no doubt that the very mild winter weather will have an effect on production agriculture, including vernal crops.
Wheat crops, which were planted last fall, which had no snow cover. We've had little to no frost in the ground or freeze in the ground. If I were raising commercial hay crops of alfalfa, there's always the problem of having burn, if you will, from very cold weather with no snow, which puts a protective blanket down.
And he says with a lack of sub-zero temperatures to kill them off, there could be more harmful plant insects across western New York this growing season. Randall says birds and animals are also changing their patterns.
2 weeks ago, I heard killdeers, and killdeers, they're 5 weeks early here. Skunks are now running. So there are some very heavily linked attributes that are linked inextricably to temperature, to snow cover, to ice.
Randall won't pin the abnormal weather on climate change, but he says something's happening. And he says we'll have to wait until the fall before judging the mild winter's effect on the upcoming growing season. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.